Wodonga racing today, bet 365 Wodonga in place of the program at Kilmore. We move to Wodonga on a soft six. There's a stack of scratchings here, a few distance changes we need to check, and also a few riders to bring you up to date with as well. Trav Noonan did the form for Kilmore. Trav, how have we gone correlating that over to Wodonga?
Yeah, I sort of, when I got the announcement come through Saturday, I was sort of one race in. I thought, I'll abandon that. I thought there was going to be plenty of scratchings and plenty of changes, and I think I saved myself some time.
Yep, no doubt. First event on the program is a maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 4, 5. The 6 comes out as well, along with 8, 9, 10, 17, 18 and 19. Put Alana Kelly on 15. Logan McNeil on 16. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here for the first is Redelro at $3.60. Flying Green $3.80. $3.90 for Burden Street. Vancouver Miss $4.20. Hugo Loves Vegas at $13.
Yeah, tough little race to kick us off. Went with Redelro. I think he's a nice chance here in this race. He ran in behind Marine One at Swan Hill. The second horse was In Her Stride. She ran well in a maiden at Hamilton last week, and that was quite a strong race. I know he's beaten sort of 5 lengths, but I think if he can replicate that performance, he's going to take some beating here, the 11. So got him on top. From the 1, Burton Street, who's jumped out well at Cranbourne leading into this, had a reasonable preparation last time in and can run well fresh. 12, Flying Green, getting back into this sort of class of race, he should be very competitive. Raced well last time at Bairnsdale, and 14, Vancouver Miss, comes from obviously the top stable of Lindsay Park and has jumped out okay to suggest she can run well first up. 11, 1, 12, 14.
Race number 2 on the program is a maiden over 1,590 metres, comes back to that trip from 16 that it would have been at Kilmore. Scratchings 2, 4, 7, 9, 10, 11. Also scratched 12 and 14. Alluvial is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here, $1.85. Joey's Giggle at $2.80. Plaston at $6. Ride the Sky at 14. We need a rider for number 3, Gracie Secret. Jake Noonan not making the trek to Wodonga today, so a replacement to come for him. Who are we tipping in race number 2, Harry? Trav, sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from the favourite here, Brendan Alluvial. I think he's been knocking down the door sort of his last 3 starts. He's been up on top of the speed at Donald, Kilmore and Benalla, and just sort of been getting gunned down sort of in the last 100 metres. There's not a lot of depth to this race, small field, and he held out Joe's Giggle quite comfortably at Kilmore when they met sort of 2 starts ago. So I'd assume Alluvial should be getting the job done. Got him clearly on top, the 1 from the 13, Joe's Giggle. As I said, he was well held by Alluvial at Kilmore in that race won by Commander Harry, but may appreciate the step out to 1,600 metres. And he's only had the 2 starts, so perhaps he's open to some improvement. 6, Ride the Sky, another one who I think will improve on up in trip, and he's only had the 2 starts himself. Good track's probably a key for him, or drying track. And 5, Plaston, is probably next best. Went okay last time at Ballarat, sort of beaten only 3 lengths. 1, 13, 6 and 5.
Race number 4 is a maiden. This race comes back to 1,400 after officially being run over 1,450 at Kilmore. Goes to 1,400 at Wodonga. Scratchings here from this event, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 13 and 14. The favourite, Kiss Me If You Can, $2.280. Armberg, Vintage Prediction at $4.80. $9 for Fighter Pilot. Chiefs and Mahomes at $21. Wicked Missile at $34.50. Won the Sentinel. Hannah Powell having a good run at the moment. She's got Kiss Me If You Can, the favourite here, Trav.
Yeah, she is. Does a really good job with her team at Kilmore. Of course, this would have been on its local home deck, Kiss Me If You Can, but now has to sort of make the trip to Wodonga. It's racing really well. Second to Mr. Brightside, third to Too Much to Bear. That was in some of the 2 of the hotter maidens sort of in the winter, and came back with a strong run at Benalla when just gunned down late by Murchison. I just think at the prices, though, I'm going to lean the way of Arenberg. He's only had the one start. I thought it was a really good effort from the horse at Benalla. He got a long way back, so it went right back to last and made ground on a day. It was sort of tough to do so. I thought his last 200 was very good for the meeting, and he looks like he'll appreciate the step out to 1,400 metres. So got him on top, the 8, Arenberg from 3, Kiss Me If You Can, who really no knocks on this horse and the way he's going. He's just probably had a couple more opportunities than Arenberg to break his maiden. Bit of a gap back to the 3rd pick, Vintage Prediction from the Charlotte Littlefield stable, who was good last time at Kilmore up on top of the speed. He's another one. She's another one here, 3rd start in her career, and possibly is set to peak, and 2 Fighter Pilot next best, 8, 3, 7, 2.
8, 3, 7, and 2 in race number 3. Race number 4 is once again over 1,400 metres instead of the 1,450. It's a benchmark 64. Scratchings from this event are runners 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 13 and 14. Scratch 15 as well. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Yalda. Before that, just a couple of riders to check. Number 12, Paulina Patrick Maloney. 16, Cape Mount Craig Robertson. Yalda up 240. Paulina at $4.60. Fontaine Diamond 550. 750 for Yana Kucher. $8 Almighty. Well out to Wave Reviews at $9.50.
He gets in well here with the claim yelled up for Hannah LeBlanc, who claims 4 kilos off the 65.5. So he gets in with 61.5. And, you know, with a rating of 75 against horses like Paulina, who are rated 59, he's very well in. He's certainly the horse to beat here. He's 1 for 1 on his at this track, Wodonga. He's in flying form. Last start run at Flemington, he was enormous up on top of the speed, boxing away there behind Exolita and Naval Envoy, and this is much easier. And he likes sort of all sort of track conditions, so he's hard to tip against the 1 Yaldab. 12 Paulina's definitely the danger. Returned in good order at Horsham after a bit of a poor run at Wodonga. That run just got narrowly beaten by Madam Mischief, who goes reasonably well. Patrick Maloney from Barrier 1 should get a lovely run and definitely the danger. 11, Just Stella, continues to run well each and every start. Now, it goes past 100 starts. It's start 101 today. And, yeah, you just can't knock a mare of her sort of stature. You'd love to own her. And she's going to be very competitive here. And 2, Fontaine Diamond, certainly has the class. Winner at Moonee Valley of the Country Mile back on All-Star Mile Day, sort of 4 runs ago. First up run was okay, sort of just tired late in that $100,000 heat at Benalla. Certainly it can improve on that performance. 1, 12, 11 and 2.
On to race number 5 on the program. This is 0 to 58. This race extended to 2,050 metres. Scratchings are 5, 7, 10 and 11. Rider to come for number 2, which is Duclair's. The rider for number 3, Pride of Kinross, is Patrick Maloney. And Irish Pardon, we need a rider. Koala Bull, number 13, is Hannah LeBlanc. The Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Pride of Kinross, at $2.90. Stylish Icon, $4.40. Testaday, $4.60. Chestnut Thunder, $5. Barbie's Boy, $6. And then we head out to Koala Bull at $14.
Yeah, happy to be with Pride of Kinross. I think both of his runs this time in have been quite good. The return run at Mornington behind Miss Guggenheim, Galactic Express, in a pretty strong benchmark 64. He was doing his best work late. And then last time at Bairnsdale, he just didn't get a stack of luck probably when he needed it from Barrier 1. He was only sort of beaten a half length in a pretty competitive 0 to 58. Gets right up to 2,000 metres today, which is a big tick for him because his lone win comes at 2,200. And Patrick Maloney going on, I think, is a really good booking for this horse. I got him clearly on top, the 3, Pride of Kinross, from the 6, Stylish Icon, who's been racing in really good form this preparation for the Patrick Keane stable. Broke the maiden at Bendigo dominantly and then has been competitive in benchmark 64s. Does drop back to a 58. Slight query is probably the 2,000 metres, but is racing really well. 1, Barbie's Boy comes through a benchmark 70 last start at Cranbourne, where he's only beaten 4 lengths. You think if he holds that form, he's going to be competitive here. and the four Chestnut Thunders racing in really good form for the Thompson Stable. 3-6-1-4.
3-6-1-4 in race 5. One of the riders up to date there is Matthew Cartwright, rides 9 Irish Pardon there in race number 5. On to race number 6, it's a 58 over 1200 metres. Scratchings are 1, 2, 6, 9, 10, 11, 14, 15 and 17. Rider for number 3 is Craig Robinson. Rider for number 5 is T.O. Nugent. Rider for 7, Sestilla, is Jason Bembo. 12, Everywhere Man, is Alana Kelly. And 16, Rock High, Alexandra Bryan. So, riders there, Craig Robertson 3, T.O. Nugent 5, 7 is Jason Bembo, Alana Kelly 12, Alex Bryant 16, Panagasma is the favourite, $3.320, Mischievous Lad, Morser at $3.76, Sestilla, Everywhere Man at 17, and Solo Flight 18.
Yeah, happy to be with Mischievous Lad. He's only won the 2 starts from 31, but he couldn't be going much better this preparation underneath Gareth Andrews. Each run has been full of merit. Now, the last start second at Bairnsdale behind Mutual Respect, he was flying home late and just sort of missed that horse. That's a pretty strong 0-58, I think, and he comes here, should get a nice run for Jack Hill, produce him late, and he may be able to finish over the top before Mischievous Lad. To beat the 3 Mauser, don't know if 1,200 metres long-term is going to be his going life, but he's jumped out quite well for this preparation and showed a bit in his sort of inaugural prep for Jamie Edwards, winning a maiden at Warrnambool and then getting to sort of benchmark 58 grade. I think he's a horse who's probably got more potential than some in this race, and he's certainly going to be competitive. 5 Panagasma certainly is racing well. Did finish behind Mischievous Lad, though, in that race at Bairnsdale when starting favourite. Start prior was good on the synthetic, and start prior to that was second at Mowi. Would prefer if it was probably a little bit more rain-affected. And then 7, Sestilia, next best. Race well last time at Wangaratta, but probably the clear fourth pick. 4-3-5-7.
4-3-5-7 in race 6. Race number 7, 64, 1,590 metres. The trip scratchings here are 1, 3, 4, 7, 8 and 11. Put Alana Kelly onto 6 Alphaville. Chapel Lane, the Tabfix favourite at $2.20. Wardy Boy, $2.80. $5 Alphaville. Crazy Millie at $7.50. 14 Miss Carrier and then Femme American at $34.
Yeah, happy to be with Chapel Lane here. He's going really well since joining the Darryl Karp team, and he was terrific first up, beating American Angel and Glam Dam at Bendigo. He's a horse that sort of handles all track conditions. He has a great relationship with Jack Hill. He's really competitive horse. You know, 15 starts, 3 wins, a second and 2/3 to his name, and he seems to be getting better underneath Darryl. I think he's clearly on top here, the 2. The majority of this field's probably a 58, and he's the true 64 horse in it. He'll goes clearly on top, the 2 Chapel Lane, to beat the 9 Grassy Mill, who's racing in really good order for the Keenan Stable. Placed its down 3 starts back, and then the last 2 at Mowi. She's probably been getting a little bit too far back behind Toorak Playboy. Can run well here with the limit weight. 5 Wardy Boy goes in next. He's also been racing in really good form for the stable. 2 starts back, he was a bit of a shock winner at Wangaratta, but performed last time in a $100,000 Heat of the Country series at Matoa behind Court Deep. He can race well. And 6 Alphaville, been mixing his form, but his very best is competitive here. 2-9-5-6 in the last. Best bet for me, race 5, number 3, Pride of Kinross, getting up to 2,000 metres. I think a big tick for that horse. He's been racing well to begin the preparation. The next best, race 3, number 8, Arenberg. Really liked his run first up at Benalla, and I think he'll take improvement out to 1,400. The Quaddy, race 4, will take 1, 2, 11, and 12. Race 5, 1, 3, 6. Race 6, 3, 4, 5, and we'll come home in the last with 2 and 9.
2 and 9. Trav, we know you're like forecasting the likely fields heading towards feature races. Saturday, the Cox Plate. How's the field shaping up there? We know Zaki will be there and start favourite Animo, the 3-year-old Very Elegant Gold Trip, the international raider. Who else are we likely to see take their place in the big one?
Yeah, well, very elegant as well. You know, she was galloped yesterday at Moonee Valley. Seemed to look good. That sort of final 200 metres, she was nice in the straight there under Damien Lane. Worked with Dukon, had that horse clearly covered. So she'll run with Damien Lane. Probabile with Brett Preble. Incentivised won't be backing up at this stage. You know, the Cox plate sort of been announced earlier today. So Brett gets to stick with Probabile. There is a little bit of a caution, though, on Probabile. If the track is wet, they could pull her out and run in the Empire Rose Stakes. Mwanga's there for Hugh Bowman, who'll make his way down from Sydney. He also galloped with Zaki yesterday at Moonee Valley. Zaki probably had him covered in the gallop, but I wouldn't be too worried if you're a Mwanga fan. He's apparently not a very good track worker. Call sign Mav, an interesting runner. Kiwi sort of Group 1 winner. He's won three Group 1s in New Zealand. Last start, he won the Windsor Plate. He comes over here, joins the team of Danny O'Brien. He also galloped at the Valley yesterday underneath Damien Lane, but Luke Nolan will ride him in the Cox Plate. Decision to be made with Superstorm. Could run in the Cantala or the Cox Plate. Luke Curry on standby for the ride in the Cox Plate if he does decide to run. Darla Sand will be there, the South Australian, with Daniel Moore. And then Captivant and Animo, the 2 3-year-olds. Animo, obviously, Craig Williams and Dean Yendall ride Captivant. They both galloped together yesterday at Moonee Valley but weren't asked for too much pressure. They both came home so their last 400 above 25 seconds. So they weren't knocked around in their hit-outs, but both looked pretty good, as you'd imagine. Cox Plate field, I think we're going to be around 12 runners, Brendan. There's still a couple other horses maybe making up their minds. And obviously the unfortunate passing yesterday of Sir Dragon has sort of brought down the field a little bit. But it's going to be a very, very good Cox Plate and a super competitive race. Don't know which way you're leaning at this point in time.
Animo and Zaki's a good price now at $3, isn't he?
He is. I think Animo's probably going to firm, I think, in the betting. I wouldn't be surprised if he jumps favourite in front of Zaki, personally. It's going to be a really competitive Cox Plate. I think barrier draws are going to be extremely crucial. Call sign Mav's probably the biggest impact on the map. He's probably going to be your leader, I think. So he's maybe a really crucial addition to the Cox Plate, the Kiwi, but it's going to be a fascinating race all the same.
Most certainly will be. Really looking forward to it next Saturday. Trav, thanks very much for your time this morning and good luck today with the form guide at Bet365 Wodonga.
Thanks, Brendan.